From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The deadly consequences of this summer's European heat wave became clearer today. The worst report is from France, where as many as 3,000 people may have died because of the heat. The government announced new measures to help hospitals struggling with the flow of elderly people suffering effects of the weather. Many medical professionals say that's too little, too late. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The French Health Ministry today provided its first estimate of the number of people who died during the 10-day heat wave. The number of 3,000 dead immediately caused opposition politicians to say the government had not done enough. But after an emergency cabinet meeting tonight, Health Minister Jean-François Mattei said he had nothing to regret.
Nous avons donc maintenant une situation.
We now have a situation that has stabilized, and the emergency plan used in Paris has proven its efficiency, said Mattei. The Prime Minister has decided to allow the plan to be applied across the country. The emergency plan the minister mentioned was only announced yesterday. It includes more hospital staff and making space available in military hospitals. The measures came days after the hottest weather on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Temperatures hovered between 95 and 105 across France, a country where few people have air conditioning. Now temperatures are in the 80s. During the heat wave, the government ignored calls from doctors for more resources, said the deaths were of natural causes, and accused critics of engaging in polemics. But on the streets of Paris and other cities, it was not uncommon to see old people being borne away on stretchers under the pounding sun. The newspapers were filled with stories of overflowing funeral homes, some renting refrigerated tents to deal with the extra bodies, others asking families to keep the bodies at home. Hospital emergency rooms were swamped. Doctors had to line up patients on the floor and try to keep them cool with ice and fans. But most of the government ministers were on vacation. Le Monde newspaper accused them of taking a collective siesta. Even then, hospital workers say the shortage of personnel and hospital beds could have been avoided.
On était ensemble tous les deux au ministère au mois de mai.
We were at the health ministry in May, says Dr. Frédéric Tesser. We told them they must not cut back on the number of beds, because if there's a catastrophe, we'll never be able to deal with it. France appears to be the worst hit in this Europe-wide heat wave. Other countries have counted 20 or 30 victims, some none at all. One sun-drenched French city curiously seems to have escaped a heavy death toll, Marseille. Several hundred elderly people died there in a devastating heat wave in 1983, but the local health authority set in place a permanent action plan for hot weather, which includes bringing elderly people to hospitals before they feel ill. For many elderly people in France, such good ideas come too late. The government is giving people the right to bury their dead tomorrow, a national holiday during which cemeteries are usually closed. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.